Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
We're drinking blood. We're out for blood on this episode.
It started to look like a strawberry cocktail, but now it looks like hemoglobin. Yeah.
Yeah, a cranberry beer from Bagaya. When cranberries fly, sour ale brewed with cranberries. It must just only be brewed with cranberries.
Yeah, 4.5%. But you know what? And it has a shape similar to the beetle that we love from Sketchbook. So I don't know what it was just staring at it, because the Beguile logo is on the back. So when you stare at it, you're just like, huh, is this a Sketchbook beer? Is this a Hopewell beer? Because, you know, they have those abstract shapes
and
too.
Kind of, yeah. The color scheme looked like a Hopewell beer. Beguile, what's going on here? It also, because it's cranberry, it has like a Christmassy vibe. Like, is that an ornament? What's happening in this can?
It's tart and refreshing. It kind of gets out the way. It's easy.
Yeah. You know. But it makes me want to have it in the summertime.
Also right? That, yeah. Or it makes me just want to, you know, have this be like the sidecar to if I'm like having something neat, you know? Yeah.
I kind of want like some big hop thing. Well, this room's cold. These hazy bitches are probably good to go.
There's like a whole Rev Shrine on the tables nowadays.
We're going to get into this Freedom of Lemonade 312 days coming up. So we got to do a versus.
Oh, yeah.
Goose Lemonade 312 and Freedom Lemonade.
You know, that 312 is, they say that's their fastest selling beer ever. Yeah.
Regular or lemonade?
The Shandy, 312 Shandy. Yeah. And it's just 312 with, like, you know, a little lemon, little sugar. Yeah.
I saw they were already, like, starting to market that.
It fucking works. Whatever they're doing, that beer works. I'd never want two of them. But when I have the one, I'm all in.
We're going to go back to back and see. Maybe you want, you're going to have two. But that's on another video, another time. Yeah. I don't have any lemonade 312s yet. But yeah, we'll keep sipping on this. Only 4.5%, so pretty light, tart start to the podcast. But Nick has another sour on the table from a brewery he just stopped at today. So I don't know if we're getting into that, too.
You know, I'm like, bro, Brad needs to see this. You know, because on the can, it says GABF Brewery of the Year.
It's a sticker.
Yeah, we can only be talking about one crew, man. We're talking about Short Fuse, Schiller Park, Illinois. Hello.
The greatest brewery in the city.
In all of the land.
In all the land. In all the Midwest.
Yeah, that was one of my stops this week, man. My annual or biannual trip to Short Fuse. I feel like I went like 2 winters ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was coming from Lake Forest.
You probably got cheese curds when you were there, right?
Oh, cheese curds are nice. They do the panko breading on their chicken strips, too. That's fun. That's something you don't see too often. You know, everybody's going southern. There you go, panko. I'm in. Okay. I'm in on some panko. All right. Every once in a while, you know. Yeah.
How was this weird? A Hurt Locker, which isn't Hurt Locker like a term, like a military, like there was that movie Hurt Locker.
I don't know.
And it was like, I think it was in like Iraq.
Okay.
And I think it's based, why do I think it's about like blowing people up?
I mean, well, that's their thing, right? The Alarmist and Short Fuse, the Northwest Side breweries, have an you know, an affection towards, you know, explosives. You know, all their tap handles are kind of, they're not, the alarmist ones are like sticks of dynamite.
Right.
These are sticks of dynamite. They're more like, you know, like vintage bombs almost.
Yeah.
They're tap handles at Short Fuse.
But I feel like the term is not something you want to call your beer. But that's, I'm blanking on what.
I have no idea
what a Hurt Locker is. I know there's the movie Hurt Locker.
Mm-hmm.
Nick's gonna have to
get to the bottom of this.
But they in the artwork on this can, they leaned into the like locker part, and it has like school lockers mixed with, it looks like cranberry or this raspberry and passion fruit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. A 2008 movie. They don't really get into like the term Hurt Locker though.
Oh, okay.
But you know, they I do like the artwork in this joint. You know, everything's kind of like comic book style from, like, I would say, like, maybe the 40s, it kind of feels like.
Okay.
It's kind of these old-timey war comic book paintings that come to life. They're fucking huge murals, you know. Now they got them outside the building, inside the building. There's, like, six of these things, and it usually kind of brings the place together.
Right.
That part's cool. They got, like, 24 beers of their own beers on draft. This is a massive operation, Brad. They got a 30-barrel system, and then they got six 30-barrel fermenters.
Shit. Okay.
Like, I mean, this is a gigantic space. Like, I had no idea how big this place was. Their top selling beer of all time is Berry White, which is like a blueberry gummy beer.
Oh yeah, so it's like the Goose one.
The old blueberry one from Wrigley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Cubby Blue.
Cubby Blue. Yeah. That's what I don't think there was gummy bears in it, but I always think in my head.
That there should be. And it's, that one's like an atomic blue. This one's kind of clear, but it's called, but it's got the blueberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then they didn't have the one that they went at FOBAB with, but they did have something called a 1995 stout, which was like Pappy Van Winkle barrels. So I had that.
Any good?
I enjoyed it. Okay. I had no complaints about the beers that I had there.
They're often when I go there, they are fine beers. It's like if I went to a brewery, like random road trip brewery, and I stopped and was like, all right, that was fine. There wasn't anything objectionable about that, but brew pub of the year.
Yeah, for and you know, 21, I think it's 2100 to 5000 barrels, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so really it's more like small brew pub of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, their FOBAB medal was for
Nick's looking this up.
Oh, I got it right here. Bourbon Barrel Aged Precious Little Treats was the FOBAB winner.
That's right.
So that's an Imperial Stout with vanilla beans. That sounds good.
Where we all just looked at each other when they won. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Anyone try this? And, where?
And then the two GBF winners were Tropical Hurt Lager, which is their year-round fruited sour. And then they have a summer seasonal sour called Vocal Jam.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you have it. Medals on medals. The Vocal Jam is a fruited sour with blueberry, boysenberry, and coffee.
Neat. Okay.
So I haven't tried that yet. I just figured I'd add it to the collection. And at some point we try it.
Oh, okay. I feel like it's going to go well with this When Cranberries Fly from Bagayo. Like, it's a raspberry passion fruit. Fruited sour.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll lean into it here.
Yeah. So that was a stop. And then, this is all right off the expressway. So you take the expressway and get off at, I don't know, River Road or whatever the fuck the Rosemont exit is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to beautiful downtown Rosemont with the big ass rose on the water tower.
Okay.
And then in downtown Rosemont, there's a skating rink and like six pubs and restaurants. And one of them is the old Hofbrau House.
Okay.
So now it's called Crust Brewing.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the exact same. It was like a turnkey thing. So come to find out, you know, it's the exact same ownership. It was a father and son that owned Hofbrau House, and they're just rebranding it as Crust Brewing.
Mm.
So it's the same brewmaster and the same ownership.
The youth aren't going to Hofbrau House, but they'll go to Crust.
I mean, you know.
That's probably the play, right?
Yeah, right? Pizza and beer, right? But, you know, I think the argument was like, hey, this place is the best place on earth for like 8 weeks a year. But then, you know, like you said, like it's just hard to justify the other 40-plus weeks. You know, like we're not making enough money to keep this thing going like this.
Yeah.
You
okay.
So they changed the format.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm only ever over there either for a Chicago Dogs game.
Yeah.
Or if there's like a sports card show happening at the convention center. Those are the only times I'm ever right over there. And sometimes we'll go to Short Fuse before or after like one of the games. But yeah, otherwise, I don't know. I'm not sticking around there. I never go to the outlet mall there.
No. I went once over the summer. I think I was looking for maybe cologne or something. But yeah. It was just a reminder that I hate malls.
And then you were like, why didn't I just order this online?
I'm like, get me out of here. Humans everywhere. Get me out of here. And I was picking up some Nikes for my kid. So it's a Nike store in there.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was there.
Nice.
Yeah. Same. I'm never over there. The old Glenn's Expo used to be in the convention center.
Oh, really?
So okay. I can remember, you know, ditching work, you know, hanging out from like 1 p.m. till 5, you know, just doing shots of all these import beers. And then in the beginning at Glenn's Expo, you know, Founders used to be on Glenn's, Rev used to be on Glenn's.
All right.
Yeah, they were the Bell's was on Glenn's. Glenn's had a reputation of, you know, Three Floyds used to be on Glenn's. You know, it used to be the go-to distributor, you know. And then people would just, like, use Glenn's, get their beer everywhere.
And then peace
and out. Then bounce. Okay. Yeah, there was a theme there for a minute.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that was always a fun expo in Rosemont. That's my only attachment to Rosemont.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's a nice little trek just outside the city.
Man, you know, surprisingly close to everything. You know, mm-hmm. just the exit before you hit O'Hare, yeah. right off 90, you know, so.
If there's no traffic, it's no problem.
Yeah. Oh, so on the way up, it's fine.
Yeah.
Coming back down, forget it. Now you're fucking sitting, damn. You know, now you're sitting in it. But yeah, it's not terribly far.
Okay. The only stop I did this past week was I was over at Haymarket.
Oh, right on. The OG of the West Loop.
Yeah. I think we talked about getting, like, just picking up sandwiches from Publican, but then we decided, like, let's go to Haymarket and just grab, we got a chicken sandwich and a beer. Maeve got Defender, which is, you know.
I like Defender.
Great beer. Yeah. I got a beer called Blind Love, which is brewed out in the Michigan location. Mm-hmm. So it was in cans. It was tasty.
Haymarket. So Blind Love, what is this, like a pills or a
gold? I think it was a Helles, I want to say. Okay. I took a picture. It's on the IG.
Okay.
It was nice in 12-ounce can. I was like, that hit the spot. I'm just looking for like a quick bite, quick beer, and then we're out.
No PQM, huh? No Publican quality means?
No, I think we were like, oh, if we got to park to go in there and I can't just like let Maeve jump out to go get sandwiches, let's just go sit down somewhere and like enjoy the moment for a minute rather than like grab a sandwich and hurry up and leave.
That's true. And then actually be at a brewery.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being at a brewery. I haven't been to Haymarket in a long time.
See, that's like my second time in like 3 months.
Yeah.
What last time? Beginning of December, I was there.
Well. So they're not brewing as much there, right? Because, like you said, they got the production facility. And when I did go a couple summers ago, I can remember, you know, everything from Matthias to, you know, Oscar's Pardon. You know, just about, there were a ton of beers that all said Bridgman, Michigan.
Oh.
And either came in a can or on the menu, you could see where it says where it's brewed. And there were more brewed up there than were on.
Oh, interesting. Chicago. I didn't notice if Defender was brewed in Michigan or not when she ordered it. I just went for Blind Love because I was like, I've had Speaker Wagon so many times. I've had whatever. They have like a pub beer. I think it might just be called pub beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got that export beer, right, mm-hmm. that they did with Chicago Bars. It's like an export lager, I think.
Yeah.
Which I actually kind of like that beer.
So I was like, I just wanted something light, and I'd never seen this, and I wanted a nice picture for the IG.
Yeah. Yeah, you need that, because I don't think Haymarket might not be branded glassware.
The glass, I don't think they are. If they are, it doesn't look great.
Yeah, Crust was like that. No branding at Crust.
Breweries put your logo on the glass, because people want to take a picture of that.
Yeah, it was annoying. I still got to post a pic, but I had to go from the bar to the big wall that had the Crust painting on it, and you know, put my beer in front of that, And I had to do this because there's no coasters and there's no branding on the cups. No branding on the paddle, nothing.
So it could be anywhere. They could just pour them Bud Light in a glass.
You know.
Like, we're a brewery. We got Bud Light on tap, but we, you know, we brewed it. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to tell you. That was my only stop to, like, Korean barbecue, but that's, you know, shitty Korean beer, Cloud and Cass. And so, not. Yeah. Should have went to Haymarket, or not Haymarket, Half Acre. It's right there.
Oh, some shit. Got, yeah. It is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I messed up and I didn't.
Yeah. We will definitely.
I was very full and smelling like Korean barbecue. So
Korean barbecue. It's so fun. They bring you like 30 plates.
So many plates. I was told I couldn't wear my jacket to go there because as soon as I came home, everything had to go into the washing machine.
Oh, shit. It was like that.
So I'm like, I'm not bringing my jacket. Oh, I don't want my jacket smelling like Korean barbecue. I get all this.
I haven't been there in years, man. Summertime romp, that place.
Yeah. And it wasn't too busy. It was, you know, winter. I feel like it was good. Eat a bunch of meat, hang out, drink some big Korean beer. That was I think that was our adventures this week, and we were talking about shit. What was our news story? And they just connected the two. Well, we were talking about Rev, which Rev is expanding to Iowa and Minnesota.
Yeah. So they're already in the top 50, right? So they're just going into new markets.
They said this is their biggest expansion since 2017.
Okay. Yeah, man. They're making Deep Woods, like we said last episode. They're making Deep Woods for like three, four months.
This is from two Deep Woods ago that just sits here.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? It makes sense for them to just let other people in on the fun. Because I love this.
I don't think those are even going to that market. It said Anti-Hero, League of Heroes, the Session Sours, a couple others. Rosa wasn't mentioned as going.
This kind of looks like Rosa a little bit.
This is like a better version of Rosa's.
This is what Rosa should taste like.
Yeah, Rosa's hibiscus, but
yeah,
maybe we just don't like hibiscus.
Maybe that's it.
So that's awesome for Rev, and that means a couple more Midwest states going to be enjoying Revolution beer.
Right on.
And then what else we got?
There is something else in the news, man. Shit.
You said you took a screenshot of it.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? And now I lost it. And we were just talking about it, too. God damn it, Brad.
All right, well, Nick looks for that. We can talk about...
Oh, yeah. No, we got it. Bangers and Lace made a beer.
Oh, Bangers and Lace made
a beer. Bangers and Lace made a beer with Dutch Bag Brew Co.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a launch party on Wednesday, February 9th at Bangers and Lace for it.
Nice. Bangers and Lace in Wicker Park?
Yeah.
I think that's division. Is that the only Bangers and Lace left?
There were two, right? I think there was one in Evanston. I think there was three at one point.
Yeah.
There was one on Addison. That's a taco joint now. I don't know what's going on with the one in Evanston, though. Okay. And then there's nothing like the OG with the fireplace in the back.
Yeah.
That's a good winter hangout.
That's true. They got a pool table back there now, too, next to the fireplace.
Yeah. So I've always been a fan of Bangers and Lace. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the first places I really fell hard for. In the winter, I'm like, there's an advantage to winter because I can go to Scofflaw and get the joint to myself, and I can go to Bangers and Lace and get the joint to myself in that winter. So, yeah, we talked about Rev. Rev has a, they took VSOJ barrels and sent them to Whistle Pig, and Whistle Pig filled them with piggyback rye. So that 100% rye whiskey, 103 proof, aged 6 years, finished in VSOJ barrels, is available at Benny's now.
Huh, did you get it?
No.
That seems like your jam right now.
I'm too busy hanging out at fucking Rosemont. I got to get over to my local Benny's.
Damn.
If it's not at Benny's, it's not worth drinking. It's our tagline.
Not worth it. If it's not at Benny's, it's not worth drinking?
That's their tagline. When you're watching like the Hawks game, I'm like, that might be the best tagline ever that there ever was.
That's a pretty good tagline. That's pretty good. Interesting. Oh, come on. And then in the news... We saw this one is slightly confusing, and I don't know, just breaking as we saw this. Liquid Love's founder, head brewer, creative director left
to
go to Pipeworks.
Yeah, it's such a bizarre turn of events. At one point, we were talking about doing a show from Liquid Love. I don't think we got the scheduling right, but they were always on our radar. And I want to say Brad maybe brought something from there. I think we had it on the show maybe too. But they were a crew that were out in Buffalo Grove.
They took over Prairie Craft.
Oh, that's right. Prairie Craft. Craft with a K.
Right. Yeah. They took that over.
I hated that place.
Yeah, Prairie Craft sucked so much. Like, whenever I have a friend that, like, somehow liked it or had, like, a fondness for it, I was like, no, it's bad.
I got genuinely depressed leaving there one day.
It's also the location. The building, like, walking in and out of the building is like walking into a dentist office in the suburbs where you're like, I am not excited to do this thing. And then you leave and, like, I'm not excited that I'm leaving either. But that was Prairie Craft.
Right. So then Liquid Love goes in, and it seems like, you know, breath of fresh air.
All right. And these were a lot of juicy beers, I want to say.
Like, cool, yeah, the cool kid beers, a little lactose, overly hot.
Milkshake-y. Easy, yeah. Right? Thick.
Yeah. And then, you know, the cool kids like pastry stouts, hazy boys, and fruited sours, overly fruited sours, yeah.
Right. And so that's what Liquid Love did. There I liked. It seemed like a good vibe. They had a good vibe going, the image, everything. Are they done? Like,
yeah.
You're the man, the founder,
yeah,
owner, left to go work at another brewery. You can't, like, own another brewery and work at another brewery, right?
I mean, unless you're Randy Mosher, you know, because remember he had Fire Rabbit. And he revived the
Forbidden Root.
Forbidden Root. And he did the Berghoff rebrand too.
But he was like an investor.
Guy. Yeah, that's on like the more of the back end, more creative director.
Yeah.
More
money.
Yeah. Yeah. He was bankrolling these things. He wasn't on the front, he wasn't the head brewer.
Yeah.
So that's totally different. That's something you don't see. The head brewer doesn't really moonlight or just leave his project to go take over or work on another project. You don't see that.
So this is where I guess it becomes less news and more speculation, right?
Right, because so the co-founder changed his title on his Facebook handle.
Right.
To reflect the change to Pipeworks.
So you started this brewery. You, like, did all the branding. You did all the shit. Like, it's a buddy, Chris Jacobson, like, has his, like, brewery project. And he's, like, you know, in on this, on his thing. You don't just decide to, like, he's not going to be like, fuck that. I'm done with this. I'm going to go work at Lagunitas.
Right.
And then give that up because the brewery would also be like, yeah, that's weird. You can't have your own brewery and be making beer for us.
With, like, no statement of any kind. You know, no warning. Mm-hmm. It's a little bizarre.
I'm going to try this thing.
Okay. I'll try it. The whole thing was a little bizarre. So we were talking about it in the pre-show. That was the thing we noticed.
And we don't know if he, sold it to someone else there. Or, because if you were also working there, would you be like, I will take it over? There's got to be someone that's like, cool, you started this. We're brewing. I'm assistant brewer or co-brewer or whatever the title might be. Cool, I'll buy it from you.
A little weird. A little bit.
But there'd be an announcement, right? You'd want, or do you just pretend like you just like step aside and it keeps going? But you would have, it's like your baby that you made all the stuff for. You would want to see it succeed, right? That's weird.
I don't understand. It's weird as fuck.
Why start your own brewery if you're just going to leave to go work at another brewery? Like, I would think, like,
it wasn't his brewery then. That's what that sounds like, right?
He said founder, creative director, and head brewer of Liquid Love.
Those are definitely titles you have when you own the joint.
Because this guy, he worked at Whiskey Hill.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I had his beers when he was at Whiskey Hill. They're better now.
Yeah.
I'm confused why you would. It would be like Brian Shimkoe.
Blue Island
leaving to be like, I'm going to go brew at Five Rabbit. Or not Five Rabbit because they're dead.
No, they're just... They're just shifting their focus, Brad.
I'm going to go brew at Hailstorm with Will Turner.
Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
Like, so that means your brewery, if you're the founder, you leave, your brewery failed. That's how I would take that, right?
Or you really hate the people you work with.
Or you were like, having my own business sucks, but I like brewing beer.
Yeah. A lot of unanswered questions here.
Right? Because I like how I have my own company. If I was to go work for someone else.
And then change it on your socials that you left Loose Keys to go work somewhere else?
Right. Then Loose Keys is done. I shut that down.
Yeah.
And then I have no plans to run my own business again.
Right. So what is his story in comparison to what most folks would do?
So I'm going to say Liquid Love's dead.
Yeah.
Short-lived, like a year. It like started in the pandemic and died in the pandemic.
Yeah. So weird. It could just be a money thing, right? Brad's all-time favorite brewery. Brad just opened a Tropical Hurt Locker. What was this? This took some metal at JBF.
It was raspberry and... passion fruit. I don't like passion fruit.
Oh, the other thing was the 6-week residency at Haymarket was the other news.
Oh, that was the other news. I forgot.
So there are 6 local black breweries.
And then there was like a tie-in with the Half Acre.
Yeah, Haymarket. Yeah, and the 6 black breweries, if I got it right, it's more. The creators of Hales 83.
Black Horizon
out in Willowbrook. Funky Town, who's brewing out a pilot project.
Oh, is that why? Because I saw the name. I was like, I don't know Funky Town.
Yeah, okay. Funky Town's brewing out a pilot project. Yeah, that's the 4. But I think there's 2 guys that created the Harold's thing. So maybe
Okay. So maybe
that's 6. Yeah.
Is the Vice District guy no longer brewing anywhere?
You know, Vice District contract brewed a beer at Ravinia.
Oh.
Yeah, but no, he sold his joint. So I think he's trying to revive it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but... they're doing a six-week residency at Haymarket where they're kind of throwing different events for each of those breweries.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had the Moore's Pale Ale. They're brewing out of 18th Street. I really like the Moore's Pale Ale. The Funky Town stuff's really good. Their branding is a little different, right?
It's funky.
Their branding's a little funky. I really like their beers though. I think out of that group of brewers. Black Horizon and Funky Town, I think, are the ones that I like the most at this
point.
Okay.
Are they at Pilot Project?
Funky Town.
Can you get it on the shelf, too?
Yeah, Funky
Town. Are they at Benny's? If they're not at Benny's.
It's not worth drinking. Moore's is at Benny's. I think Funky Town might be at the Jewel.
Okay.
And Funky Town's at a Pilot Project. And I think, well, Harold's 83, which was a honey ale that Haymarket brewed, was, I want to say that came and went unless they brewed it again. Right? Yeah, that was a summertime release. Yeah, and then Black Horizon, you know, they got 2 full-by medals under their belt.
Nice.
And they're the only brick-and-mortar crew. They have a location, and they package out in Willowbrook. So this is cool. They all got together and brewed this beer, Chicago Uncommon, I think they're calling it.
Oh, cool.
So it's basically a steam beer with 6 Chicago breweries. And then they're going to be doing theme events for 6 weeks over at Haymarket. And then they're going to be pouring all their beers at Haymarket, either pouring them or having them in cans for you to consume.
Oh, like all the breweries.
All those breweries.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's pretty cool. It's like
I got to go to Haymarket again? Shit.
I thought that's why you, like, wait, did this shit start already? Brad's already at Haymarket.
I'm just ahead of the curve.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was a tie-in. So cheers to those guys. We met a lot of those guys. I met the Harold's A3 guy. I think we met him when we went to Aris and they were doing the preview of the car show at Harris. One of the Harold's guys was there.
Friday Night Flights. Is that dead? Is that going to come back this year? That was Rom's thing, right?
Man. That's one place I wouldn't mind hanging out is the auto show.
Yeah. It should be coming up.
I hang out at the auto show. I really liked Harold's 83. You know, I think they use local honey. Mm-hmm. I think Harold's kind of referred to like, you know, Harold Baines, the old mayor, Harold Washington. You know, and then Harold Chicken Shack. Mm-hmm. Just kind of an ode to like some very Chicago Heralds, which is kind of funny, right? Kind of cool, you know. And then not too many honey ales on the street. So, right. So yeah, cheers to those guys. And Funky Town stuff, man, they're making classic styles. I think I had like an Irish ale from them and a red ale. Just kind of clean, simple, easy drinking. You know, you drink it and you're like, oh shit, I'll have another sip of that.
Okay. You know, I feel like Irish ale and red ale are like kinda, the same.
Oh yeah, right. Brown ale, I think. Okay. Irish red. Irish red and a brown ale. Thank you, Brad. Yeah, because
I was like,
now we're back to the wee heavy and Scotch ale thing.
I'm interested to know what an Irish non-red is.
I'll have the non-Irish red, please. Yeah.
All right. So last week 350 closed. This week Liquid Love possibly closed. Are we gonna get another one next week?
Yeah, the fruit is real way bigger on this. It's softer, but it's bigger.
Yeah, on the Tropical Hurt Locker from Short Fuse.
Yeah.
It's different, so I can't say it's the cranberry one is better, but I don't like passion fruit.
Yeah.
It seems like it should be good. It's like saying
this one's bigger and creamier.
This is good fruit. And you're like, I don't. It's bad.
A lot of fruit beers going on, man.
We'll have to do some IPAs on the after show YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But I think that is that all we got? All of our stories, all of our news, all of our adventures.
I think so, man.
All right. Cool. That's going to do it. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes are there. Instagram photos of beers are there. And we'll be back, should be next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.